a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor John Rode from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge is Paige Jeremy Addington from Deadwood.
As we convene today, we remember that faithful service of Senator Kurt Jones, whose earthly life has ended. Gracious and most merciful God, may your blessings flow, and may you bless Senator Jones's family and his loved ones. Let's take a moment of silence. Psalm 95 begins by proclaiming, "Come, let us shout praises to God, raise the roof for the rock who saved us." And why? Because God is the best, high king over all the gods. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you have plans for us and power to make them happen. Give these legislators and all who are gathered in this house a knowledge of your will for this great state of South Dakota. Let them remember that they serve a public trust beyond personal gain or glory. May they see that no one should live for themselves alone, but is ultimately responsible to you for peace and for the well-being of all your children, of all creation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I
Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Blake, Bolin, Boomgarten, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Konzik, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennard, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargen, Feichert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Copps, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romkum, Roush, Russell, Selectway, Shrimp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steel, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbogill, Van Griffin, Vanderlyn, DeBanneman, Bershio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
It's nice to have all of them back, Mr. Speaker.
It is. It was lonely yesterday. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the ninth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Be at ease for just a moment. I'm going to swear in our new group of pages. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's come back to order and welcome our new pages. Well, most of them anyway. We'll have a few more tomorrow. We'll do this again. Reports of Standing Committee.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1014 do pass and House Bill 1015 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1007 do pass, House Bill 1006 do pass as amended. Kent Junkie, Vice Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1103 do pass, House Bill 1090 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1087 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Mark Kirkaby, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1004. Representative Boland moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1004 be adopted.
HCR 1004 having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Boland, ladies and gentlemen, let's quiet down a little bit. Pay attention. We're coming to order here.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. This is a resolution of sympathy and condolences for the people of Haiti. It was 2 weeks ago today that a terrible natural disaster struck them. I know that many of you had the opportunity to sign on. I appreciate the support. I just thought that we as a legislative body should express our condolences and sympathy, and that we would encourage South Dakotans, even in our economic distress at the present time, to be able to donate to these hurting people here in our hemisphere. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks on HCR 1004? Hearing none, the question being on Representative Boland's motion that HCR 1004 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 64 yeas.
HCR 1004, having received a majority vote and the members elect, is hereby declared adopted. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Representative Hamill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted, sir.
Testing. Testing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
I think over 100 years ago, there was a spirited competition to establish the building that we are in today. Unfortunately for Yankton and Huron and Chamberlain and maybe one or two others, this location was deemed central to the state and easier for most people in South Dakota to visit. The wisdom of that is borne out today by a delegation of young citizens who happen to be my grandchildren. Two of them are from Rapid City, and they are Elena and Jack Carpenter and their mother Allison. Joining them are two citizens from Sioux Falls, Luke and Max Rupert, and their mother, Melissa, and, of course, their grandmother, Janet. Thank you for making the trip today.
Welcome to the state capitol today. Well, as long as we're at a break here, ladies and gentlemen, it was pointed out to me by one of the members of our body that we don't recycle probably as much as we should. And if there's those papers that are those items that are applicable to being recycled, I believe they're lined up out the door here in the lobby, and I believe there's also some boxes over here. So Please remember to recycle as you think of it, as you have those items that can be recycled. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the standing committees on Commerce on House Bill 1001 and Judiciary on House Bill 1064 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. For those of you visiting today, your state capitol, these ladies up front are going to read over top of each other. It's going to sound a little ridiculous. But what they're doing is reading the title of the bills in an open form. Our Constitution dictates that we must do that. We don't read the entire bill because you can go online at any given time and read the entire bill. Speaker assigns House Bill 1123 to the Committee on Tax, 1124 to Tax, 1125 Transportation, 1126 Tax, 1127 to Committee on Ag, 1128 to Local Government, 1129 to Education. Consent calendar. Again, for those visiting Capitol today, the consent calendar is a place where we can do our business a little bit more efficiently. These are bills that came out of committee with no opposing testimony and no opposing votes. You can ask a question of the sponsor of the bill, but the bill cannot be debated, although a member can pull the bill off the calendar and place it on the debate calendar for the next day. Go ahead, Karen.
House Bill 1031, an act to define conference bridging services for sales and use tax purposes.
House Bill 1031, having had its second reading after consideration of final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1031. All those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Gibson and Lederman. Lederman votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64.
House Bill 1031, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1032, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the reporting period for the collection of the use tax.
House Bill 1032, having had its second reading after consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1032. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. While we're voting, ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention for one moment. Tomorrow, we are going to have our picture taken for posterity. A gentleman is going to take our picture from the back of the chamber, shooting down this way, right after we come in tomorrow. We'll probably pray, pledge, and then stop and take pictures. So, two things. One, dress in your Sunday best for tomorrow. And then bring your best smile, because we'll all turn around. Well, you'll turn around. I'm already facing him. You'll turn around, and the camera will be right there. He's going to shoot down on the floor. And then this is a photo that's going to go into the archives as the 100-year anniversary celebration of the Capitol. So forever, they'll get to look at us. They're very lucky.
Do what?
Clean off your desks, Karen says. Good point. Thank you. That was a good reminder. Get all the stuff off your desks tomorrow. Okay?
Representatives Blake, Ironcloud. Representative Blake. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64.
House Bill 1032, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1039, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the use of an exemption certificate for tax purposes.
House Bill 1039, having had its second reading, consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none. Question for our South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1039. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Gosch, Jensen, Pitts, and Steele. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64.
House Bill 1039, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain requirements for the provisional certification of interpreters for the deaf and revise certain authority to promulgate rules concerning certified interpreters for the deaf.
House Bill 1028, having had a second reading, up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1028. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will knock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Ironcloud and Sly. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64.
House Bill 1028, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1013, an act to authorize the Department of Environment and Natural Resources to accept certain documents submitted with electronic signatures.
House Bill 1013, having had its second reading of consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1013. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Boomgarden, Lucas, Less, Mosier, and Steele. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 1.
House Bill 1013, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1072, an act to provide for the election of a vice chair for county commissions.
House Bill 1072, having had a second reading, for consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1072. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Berg, Feikert, and Gosch. Representative Berg and Gosch. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
House Bill 1072, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1065, an act to establish quarterly escrow payments by non-participating tobacco manufacturers.
House Bill 1065, having had its second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1065. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will knock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
House Bill 1065, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Second reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1024, an act to repeal the requirement for school districts to have certain teaching certificates on file.
House Bill 1024, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1024 actually went through committee with no dissenting votes, but we thought it was important to note that it would save our state $10,000 approximately. Actually, that's a conservative estimate. And in the way that they're doing this is by having the teacher certificates being sent to the teachers, receiving information from the universities regarding their classes that they took, that they will be received electronically rather than through the mail. So I would just encourage your yes vote on this bill.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir, please.
This $10,000 savings, is that going to be a reversion to the general fund, or is it just going to be what they call a savings? Will they revert that money to the back to the general fund?
Representative Sly, do you wish to answer that question, ma'am?
Mr. Speaker, I do not know the answer to that question.
Thank you.
And I should
Representative
apologize.
Representative Berg, you're
on the floor. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I probably should apologize because, you know, I like it when they tell us we're going to save that money. I don't ever know for sure if it really happens. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks? Representative Bruner.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment on that. Basically, when you're saving that money, it's interdepartmental. And, yeah, eventually maybe you'll save enough that you could do with one less FTE, something like that. But I'm the guy that pulled this off of consent. I thought it was just a good idea to maybe give a little pat on the back to our department people that are actually working to, you know, use the tools that we put in their toolbox, save some money, and kudos to them.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1024? Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, rise in support of this bill, we encourage everybody to go paperless, and this will save us some money. But the neat part of this is, for those of you who might be in your profession and be real proud of your profession, you are still able to print a copy. There's hard copies available also to hang on your office wall. And even the better part of this is there's a place to go online called Teacher411, for those of you who aren't aware of this, and check out and see the teachers in your district to see what's in their teaching certificate and so forth. Excellent bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1024? Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration, House Bill 1024. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will knock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
House Bill 1024, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1061, an act to revise certain provisions regarding organization and operation of the public entity pool for liability.
House Bill 1061, having had a second reading of consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment at the desk.
I'm still digging for that.
1061JA.
I do not have it. They're rushing it up to me. One moment. 1061JA. Do you move it at this time?
I do, sir.
Is there a second? The Lust motion to amend having been moved and seconded, are there any remarks? Representative Lust, I will give you the latitude to speak to both the amendment and the bill. I think it's probably necessary.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In speaking to both, the amendment clarifies an issue that had risen after a committee debate, and it specifies and protects, actually, what the insurance coverage can cover in this instance. And as a little background, this bill, 1061, deals with a concept called the People Fund, and it is distinct from what is called the risk pool. And originally they were not meant to be distinct. They were meant to be covered by this statute. But as time evolved, the counties and cities developed their own system, essentially, called the risk pool. And the People Fund continues then to work on behalf of state agencies. So what this bill, one of the things this bill does is acknowledge that distinction, the distinction between the risk pool, the counties and cities, and the People Fund, which represents the state and state employees. So that's the first accomplishment. Essentially codifies what has been common practice. The second thing it does is also codification of what has been existing practice, and that is for the director and the governor to negotiate the terms of this, what is in essence an insurance policy. That had been the custom in the past, and this bill, it codifies that, with the exception that the amendment allows, that it does not trench on the concept of sovereign immunity, so that the insurance policy that covers state employees can only go so far. There can only be so many exclusions, excluding conduct, things like criminal conduct, and things that would otherwise have an employee protected by sovereign immunity. So it basically, all this bill does is essentially codify what is existing practice, acknowledges the distinction between the People Fund and the risk pool, and on behalf of the Bureau of Administration who's bringing this bill, I would ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. For the remarks on the Lust motion to amend. Hearing none, the question for the House is a Representative Lust motion to amend 1061JA. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Bill is so amended. We are back to discussion on House Bill 1061 as amended. Any further remarks on 1061 as amended? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1061 as amended. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representative Russell. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, nays 3.
House Bill 1061, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1021, an act to authorize the deposit of federal special education funds into the capital outlay fund for the purchase of equipment for the purpose of special education and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1021, having had its second reading up for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1021 comes to us at the request of the Department of Education. What this legislation will do is allow school districts to deposit federal special education funds into the capital outlay fund for the purchase of equipment for the purpose of special education. Now, we had a vigorous debate on this in committee. A lot of questions were asked. We believe this legislation's been thoroughly vetted. It's important to note that under the Individuals with Disabilities and Education Act, school districts are allowed to use IDEA funds for capital outlay purchases related to special education. Now, state statutes are more strict on this, and they have to be confined to the individual student's IEP in order to use it out of the capital outlay. So, this essentially means is in the Sioux Falls School District, for instance, the district cannot purchase computers or smart boards for the special ed teachers who are teaching our special education students. Now, a lot of this, we have quite a bit of stimulus money available at the federal level for special education. And it's also important to note that under the Individuals with Disabilities and Education Act, equipment, under the definition of equipment, lies audiovisual instructional materials and other instructional materials. So computers, smart boards, some of those resources for special education fall under the definition under IDEA, the federal act. Now, it's also important to note this is essentially an accounting issue. The Department of Education, what we do is school districts would deposit these funds into their capital outlay fund and then be reimbursed. So the school districts would pay for this and then be reimbursed through deposits through the federal funds. We had a lot of questions in committee pertaining to the process. The department has assured us that there's plenty of safeguards in place. We have administrative rules to cover this. Each district would have to have an approved grant application approved by the Department of Education. So there's significant tracking mechanisms in place for this legislation. And again, it can't be emphasized enough, this is not opening up the capital outlay fund. This is an accounting mechanism. It's the deposit of funds. I know sometimes this capital outlay term makes some people nervous, but we had good discussion in committee. And the important thing here to emphasize, all of us have special ed teachers in our districts, and this will allow our local districts to have more flexibility with what they can do with their special ed funds. Now, we did place an emergency clause on this piece of legislation because we had a companion bill, House Bill 1020, which this body voted on last week. That also had an emergency clause that dealt with the transfer of funds, and we thought it was important not to send mixed messages to our schools, so we also put an emergency clause on this piece of legislation. We'd appreciate the support of the members of this body. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1021? Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, would like to rise in support of this bill. I think the word thoroughly dissected probably would cover what the committee went through on this bill. Wow. And, again, like 1020, I think everybody in this chamber is very, very cautious about what we should do with special ed money. And again, knowing people directly related in special ed, I feel we're very, very safe with this legislation. I don't think we're opening up anything that any other state wouldn't allow. In fact, we are stricter, as the previous speaker said. So I feel comfortable with this. And remember that the purchases have to be approved by the State Department. And some wondered if that wasn't the reverse order. Some wondered if we should ask approval first. And I said in committee, maybe it is best that way. Because if somebody goes out and buys something and the state won't approve it, guess what? They're going to get stuck paying for it. And they need to know what the Department of Education is going to support that could be purchased with this. And I think that's an extra strength to this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1021? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1021. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. And as was previously noted, with the emergency clause, it is a two-thirds majority vote. Two-thirds.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 5.
House Bill 1021, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1037, an act to revise certain provisions regarding insurance producer licensing.
House Bill 1037, having had a second reserve consideration of final passage, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Konzett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill was brought to the Department of Commerce through the Committee of Commerce through the Department of Revenue and Regulation. In South Dakota, as in most states, we have a specific renewal date for insurance agent licenses, one for residents and one for non-residents. This practice has meant that insurance agents who are licensed both in our state and in multiple states have to keep track of different renewal dates in all of those states. 1037 would put into place a biannual license renewal based upon the agent's date of birth. These changes will have a delayed implementation becoming effective in 2011 for non-resident agents and 2012 for resident agents. In addition, the bill will also add additional clarity through new limited definitions, credit insurance, crop insurance, and travel insurance. The passage of 1037 would provide consistency and create clarity. I hope for your support. Mr. Speaker, thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1037? Representative Bruner. State your question, sir, please.
Yes, on page 8, line 18 through 20, it says originally the renewal fee was for May 1st and then changed to April 30th. I just wonder if you could explain to me what the logic is of going to from a specific day certain to a birth date or a last day of the licensee's birth date.
Representative Konzett, do you wish to answer that question, ma'am?
Mr. Speaker, I do not.
Thank you. Representative Bruner, you still have the floor, sir.
Well done.
Any other further pertinent remarks on House Bill 1037? Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives, final consideration of House Bill 1037. All those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine, members shall proceed to vote. While we're voting, on behalf of Representatives Dennert and Elliott, the Farmers Union members are here. Please stand up, Farmers Union members. Please stand up, be recognized. Welcome. Thank you for coming up to your state capitol today. Glad to have you up here.
Representative Hunhoff. Representative Hunhoff. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
House Bill 1037, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1043, an act to revise the risk pool rate methodology to revise the number of risk pool benefit plans offered and to revise open enrollment for uninsurable children. Representative Fain moves that House Bill 1043 be deferred to January 27th, the 11th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Bill 1045. I want to thank Representative Lucas for giving me the phonetic pronunciation of these words. An act to revise the definition of anabolic steroid to provide for the scheduling of dependadol, lacosamide, and fospropofol as controlled substances and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1045, having had its second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. House Bill 1045 is a bill which updates our controlled substances statutes to include drugs which have recently been scheduled by the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency. Controlled substances are scheduled in both federal law and state law according to the potential for abuse, use in medical treatment, and potential for dependency. These statutes are routinely updated to ensure that they are consistent with federal law. Section 1 adds three substances to the list of anabolic steroids, which are Schedule 3 drugs. Section 2 adds dependadol as a Schedule 2 drug, which is used as a narcotic pain relief medication similar to morphine. Section 3 adds lacosamide, which is a Schedule 4 controlled substance used as an anti-epileptic drug for adults. And fospropofol is also added, which is a sedative. And Section 4 brings emergency clause so that this can go into enforcement immediately. The penalty for illegal use or possession of controlled substance is a Class 4 felony, which is a penalty of up to 10 years in jail and a $25,000 fine. However, judges, if somebody's dependent on a controlled substance, tend to look at their dependency and how they can treat that versus putting somebody in jail for 10 years. However, if you're convicted of illegally selling a controlled substance, it does carry a mandatory minimum of 1 year in jail. So with that, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, I ask for your support to bring us up to date with the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1045? Hearing none. The question for South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1045. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Again, because of the emergency, it is a two-thirds majority vote because of the emergency.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
House Bill 1045, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1029, an act to authorize the Board of Social Work Examiners to deny, suspend, or revoke applications for licensure or licenses under certain circumstances and to repeal certain physical examination provisions.
House Bill 1029, having had its second reading for consideration and final passage, are there any remarks? Representative Romkema. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. This bill comes to us from the Department of Human Services. Currently, the Board of Social Work Examiners can deny, suspend, or revoke applications for licensure or licenses under special circumstances. The primary charge of this board is for the protection of the public. There's some ambiguous language. For example, currently the board can only revoke, suspend, or cancel a license. This language in the bill clarifies that the board can deny a license to an applicant, bringing the language consistent to that of physicians, physician assistants, nurses, nurse practitioners, etc. I urge your support of this bill. It is rather, it's a clean-up bill, if you will. We went through committee without any opposing testimony. I urge it to pass.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks on House Bill 1029? Hearing none, question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1029. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will lock voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Lucas, granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the body to recognize the doctor of the day as Dr. Henderson from Winter. So if she's here, I don't know if she's on this side or over in the Senate right now, but we'd like to recognize her if she's here.
Welcome, doctor. Thank you for coming and taking care of us. Representative Gibson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Berg and myself, I'd like to welcome the James Valley High School senior class with their teacher, Jory Whiff, up here in the balcony. Thank
Stand
you.
Up. Welcome. Stand up. There you go. Thank all of you for coming out to your state capitol today. Appreciate it. Glad you're here.
Representatives Gibson and Consett. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
House Bill 1029, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1016, an act to revise certain provisions regarding 911 emergency services.
House Bill 1016, having had a second reserve consideration of final passage, are there any remarks?
Speaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay attention. Representative Turbeville.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1016 comes to us from the Department of Public Safety, is mainly style and form changes, and refers to the South Dakota 9/11 or 911 Coordination Board, which sets technical operational and financial standards for each one of South Dakota's public safety answering points, or PSAPs. There are a total of 34 PSAPs in South Dakota, and they are the very front line of emergency care for guests and citizens of our state. If you look at Section 1, these are all style and form recommendations from LRC, and there's also the addition of the words, the board, which would allow the 911 Coordination Board as well as any 911 governing body to request an audit of service providers' books and records. Section 2 is style and form change recommended by the LRC. Section 3, style and form change is recommended by the LRC, and again the addition of the word board. Section 4, the final one, references to task force are being removed and replaced with the board, meaning the 9/11 Coordination Board, and the words timely manner. The addition of these words as prescribed by the board allows the 9/11 Continuation Board, Coordination Board, to define reasonable dates for which certain operational and financial reports are due to be completed and returned for filing. Ladies and gentlemen, that is House Bill 1016, style and form recommended by LRC, and cleanup. I recommend your approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1016? Hearing none, the question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1016. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 4.
House Bill 1016, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1063, an act to repeal the responsibility of the Attorney General to fix certain liability insurance limits for sheriffs.
It's a tongue twister, Karen. House Bill 1063, having had a second reading, subject consideration and final passage, are there any remarks?
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker.
There you go. Representative Hamill.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker.
That's okay.
House Bill 1063 was introduced at the request of the Attorney General. They called it a cleanup bill, and I guess that would be appropriate since this 1970 law has not been enforced since then. The 70 state law required the Attorney General to set minimum amount of a liability insurance coverage for sheriff's departments. No Attorney General has ever done this. And so, actually, the counties have taken care of that. Because of this, the Attorney General has asked that this mandate be repealed and to continue to allow counties to make these government decisions. That's essentially what 1063 does. There was no objection voiced in committee from either the Sheriff's Association or the county commissioners. So we would urge a due pass. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Any further remarks on House Bill 1063? Hearing none. Question for South Dakota House of Representatives. Final consideration of House Bill 1063. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Bruner and Jensen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 65.
House Bill 1063, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct. Announcements. Any announcements? Representative Hunt.
With your permission, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make two announcements.
Please.
One at 4 o'clock today in room 413. There will be a doctor and a midwife to answer all your questions about midwifery. We will have some legislation coming forth on that, so we've brought some experts in to answer your questions. Again, that's 4 o'clock in room 413. And a second announcement, Mr. Speaker, is a reminder that tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, Catacombs Caucus down in the Governor's Large Conference Room. Again, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements? Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This afternoon at 3:15, we will be meeting in joint appropriations with the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority to talk about the Sanford mine and to the research lab. Bring us an update on that. And then tomorrow morning, appropriations will have DOT and public safety.
Thank you, Representative. Further announcements, Representative Denner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to second the motion of Representative Hunt, encouraging you to attend this afternoon's function on midwifery. Maybe get some facts instead of hearsay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I probably won't be able to attend. I'll be in appropriations, but would encourage you to attend.
You won't be there, but everybody else go,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely, Mr.
Exactly.
Speaker.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, sir. Further announcements? The speaker has one while you're still thinking. South Dakota Second Award, Farmers Union. Looks like students from all over the state. Second Award, please stand up. Be recognized. Welcome to your capital. Any further announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunhoff.
Mr. Speaker, I hope, if it's not inappropriate, I would like to point out that the Farmers Union met today and then named one of our colleagues the Farmers Union Legislator of the Year.
Well, who was that, Representative Hunhoff?
That would be our good friend, Senator Quinton Berg. So,
Representative Berg, congratulations, sir. Representative Berg.
Thank you very much. I always say if you stick around long enough, these words kind of come to you. And I'm probably one that has stuck around longer, but I don't know, for whatever reason, Senator Maha got it in his second year, so that may not be true either. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. And I know it was deserved. It's not because of longevity. So it was pointed out to me by a senator who was whispering in my ear that his son is here. Jared, could you stand up? Jared Klocek, please stand up. Welcome to the House. It's good that you're on the right side over here. Any further announcements? Hearing none, Representative Turbeville. All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.